find the
Okay, Megillas Esther, Torah Or. I'm starting a new mimer. We finished the other one. 195, Tzadik Ches, first column. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe quotes the Gemara Chayvin Shlipsim Poyadol Yoda. A person's obligated to become intoxicated and put him until he doesn't know the difference between Adar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. He doesn't know the difference, but Haman is cursed and Mordechai is blessed. That means he, and as the Mefarshim explained, it's the same numerical value, Adar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Cursed Haman, blessed Mordechai is the same numerical value, and you can't even know how to figure it out. The Tzarech, we need to understand, Mipnei Masimchas Purim, G'day Laharbi Misimchas Yomtev. Why is the Simcha Purim greater than the Simcha of Yom Tov, which is biblical? Like it says, the Chayba Simcha Midereisa, Vim Kolzeh Vadi Ein L'Psume Kokach, like the Rambam writes, he brings down, that you shouldn't get drunk. In fact, Beis Din would send out messengers on Yom Tov to make sure the people didn't get too drunk. So Yom Tov, which is a biblical Simcha, it says you have to be within the limits. And Purim, which is rabbinic, you have Simcha Adol Yada. Miracles also happened, like Pesach, Kriyas Yamsov, Shavuos, Matan Torah, and so on. Ubemailar Yom Tov Kadeshim Yesed. Not only that, Yom Tov is holier than Purim. Shasurim Basias Malacha. You're not allowed to work on Purim and Yom Tov, but Purim, the Matchil like God have like Kibla Lail. It's interesting. The Gemara said Matchil wanted to make a Yom Tov that you can't do work, but the Chacham didn't agree with him. They never accepted it. But the peril, Yom Tov is forbidden to do work. And Purim, you're allowed to do work. So why is Purim greater than Yom Tov, basically, as far as the Simcha goes? So he said, and Purim, the Eden, accepted what he began doing. What did they mean? What they began? They began a Matan Torah, equivalent in the other Maimonim, and Purim, they finalized it. The Gemara says in the Pasuk, Kimu v'kiblu ayuhudim, kimu mashi kiblu kvar. They started keeping what they already accepted, kibishmas Matan Torah, hoya kof aliyim harka gigis. What's the difference? It says like this, by Matan Torah, in without the Hasidic interpretation, Hashem held the mountain over their head and said, either do or die, right? Accept or else you're dead. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mikame Dor Rabbi L'Rais. This is a good kapot excuse. We're forced to do it. We're coerced to do it. So the Gemara said that was only good until Purim. Because Purim, they willingly accepted it. But then the Gemara says they accepted in time of Achashverosh. So Matan Torah was the beginning of the acceptance of Torah, and the finalization of it came, the actual fulfillment was Purim. Why is the mountain over their head more of a force than Achashverosh? What does the Gemara say? That Matan Torah, they were forced, the mountain was held over their head. In their Purim, they willingly did it. But willingly, also not. The Achashverosh made a gzeir against them. So we need to understand what is Purim different than Matan Torah. So first, you need to understand Matan Torah. In order to understand why Purim is greater than Matan Torah, we need first to understand what Matan Torah is, and then what Purim is, and why Purim is greater than Matan Torah. The Gama Shomer Azal, also we need to understand what the Gemara says. It says like this, when a guy comes to Gan Eden, is fortunate if he comes with Talmud de Biyodi, is learning in his hand. He says, it's difficult to understand. Gan Eden is sitting and basking in godliness. Mashayach v'davke Talmud de Biyodi, which means, what do you mean, Talmud de Biyodi means the action that he did, correct? Gashmiistic action. But Gan Eden is a ruchniistic enjoyment. Why should Gashmiistic mitzvahs in any way affect the ruchnius of Gan Eden? So why does the Gemara say, Fortune is the one that comes with the learning in his hand. The gam hashem and Chazal. Also, we need to understand what Chazal tell us. Shekol mi shef shelasik b'teir ve'ne esek. Whoever is able to learn teir and doesn't. All of this, what Dalet Rebbe quotes in the first page of Tanya, Kidvar Hashem Baza, he shames the word of Hashem, he karis, the karis and nefesh. The nefesh should be cut off. Right? What Dalet Rebbe quotes in the first page of Tanya. He said, Vezet tumo l'cheidam. L'cheidam, what do you mean? It's a wondrous thing. Why? Me'achem shmishi yiav shelasik b'teira kokach. Because what does Gemara says? Say, if you don't occupy yourself in teira, Esek teira means, that's your business. What does it mean, your business? It's 24/7. He says, but l'cheira, a guy that can't learn teira, yeitzi dechevasei, perek echad shachris, perek echad avis. A little learning in the morning, a little learning in the afternoon, they fulfill their obligation. In kein lama, efshel l'asek vein eisek, god l'aveinu kokach tesei yikardes tikardes. The Gemara says like this, a person that could occupy himself with teira and doesn't, he's going to get cut off. The question is, why? It says in Halacha, a person that business cannot be learning. He learns a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening, and that's it. He fulfills his obligation. So why should it be Yikardes Tikardes? Yep. Yikardes Tikardes. So basically, there's a bunch of questions here about Purim versus Yom Tov versus what does it mean with Talmud Biyadi? Why did action mitzvahs have to do with Gan Eden? And secondly, what does it mean, whoever could occupy themselves in Torah and doesn't, so he gets cut off, a businessman doesn't have to learn Torah the whole day.
Rabbi, Talmud
B'yodo
is learning. Why are you saying action?
Because Talmud B'yodo, what does it mean B'yodo?
It should be excessive.
No, B'yodo doesn't mean that. B'yodo means that his learning comes into action.
Learning.
His learning is in his hand, meaning what he learns, he keeps. No? If, like the Gemara says, if you learn with the intent of not keeping, you should have never been conceived. So Talmud B'yadi, he says, why is that so important? Gan Eden has nothing to do with Gashmis. Ach Inyan, he says like this, Hinei Teira Nikum Moshul HaKadmeini, Teira is called the Moshul of Hashem. Kamu Meshakot, V'kashayim, Moshul HaKadmeini, Mereshoim Yeti Resha. What does it mean? Suresh calls this the beginning of Mishpatim. Hashem made it happen. What does it mean? Like Rashi says, a guy killed somebody intentionally, there were no witnesses, nobody saw him, so Besnik can't kill him. So one day he's under a ladder and another guy falls on top of him, he gets killed, and the other guy has to run to the city of refuge. And Shlema Melech also says the Pasuk to understand Marshal Umalitza, which is basically referring to Taylor. Why is Taylor called a marshal? The Indian is like this. Kikirish Kadmeini, what does it mean, Marshal HaKadmeini? Who's Kadmeini? Kadmeini, Ani Kadmanu Shalaylam, which is the Ebershter himself. Hashem's essence. Kibachina Sevu Kolalmin, and Mamala Kolalmin is already connected to world. Right? Sevu Kolalmin. Mimala kol almin. It's still connected to the world. So what's save of a mimala? Elokus, which is revealed to create a world. Mashinim shem many is baruch har elias chayis elamis. Vimkein, b'chein, is shayach la'elamis, already connected to world. The Chassidus explains, even though the expression is save of kol almin, it's encompassing, it's higher, but it's higher that's connected. Like garments. Ki gam b'chein is save of shayach la'elamin. Because Seviv Kolam is also connected to world. What Machaya Ilamis, it gives life to world, but it's only Ermakif. Like we learned many times, the Nisham comes in the body. Yeah? The body's alive. It's a general Chayas. Because there's no particular limb different than anybody else. The body's equally alive, the head and the toes. So that's a Chayas. It's still giving life to the body, but it's a Makif Dika level, it's superficial. Umamala kolamin is our pneumiastic level. But the essence of Hashem ain't beged that Alman clouds not at all in the realm of world. And you can't even say of him Sevi kolamin, therefore he's called Kadmeine Shol Olam. So who's Kadmeine Shol Olam? What level of Elokus are we talking about? The essence of Hashem. Like it says in Tanya, always with this baininess. Echo Mamala kolamin. v'seviv kol almin, v'kula kamei kolei choshev, there's no world by him. We're talking about a level of elikus, there's absolutely nothing to do with the world. That's what's called kadmeine shel elam, he's before the world, even the level of seviv and mamala. V'ateid on nikre moshel akadmeini, so why is teda called moshel of a kadmeini of Hashem? Ha'anish ha'teda him moshel. The b'chin is kadmeine shel elam. Teda is the analogy for the essence of Hashem. What does it mean, is the analogy for the essence of Hashem? Shayidei ha'moshel mu'yusag ha'nimshel. Just like we have a moshel and nimshel. When you understand the moshel, you understand what it's a moshel for. Kachayidei ta'tomude b'yodei yiskel agilu b'china ziv ha'armein sof moshel ha'maylem b'china sevev ha'mamal kol amin. Meaning like this. What do you mean, Moshel HaKadmeini? Through Teda, we'll understand the level of Kadmeini Shel Elam, the way Hashem is higher than Seviv and Mamala. That's Moshel, from the Moshel, you understand the Nimshel. If the Moshel is Teda to the Nimshel, which is Kadmeini Shel Elam, meaning through the Moshel, we understand the Nimshel. Through Teda, we understand the essence of Hashem, who is higher than Mal and Seviv, Vayne begedet almin klal.
Why do we say Adam hakadmon? What does it mean? Adam was higher than
Hakadmon? No, Adam kadmon is the way Akad translated is the will of Hashem, the initial will of Hashem after the Tzimtzum to create worlds. Adam klal is basically after the Tzimtzum. But that's a different story. Kadmon shalelim is not Adam. Adam Kadmon.
The word Kadmon.
Kadmon means before. Kadam. Before. Kadmon Shalela means before the world. Now, world is Seviv and Mamala. Because it's world. Mamala kol Almin, Seviv kol Almin. So, Kadmon Shalela is a level of Elokus, which is the essence of Hashem, above Mamala and Seviv. If you want to understand that level, it's through Mashal HaKadmoni, through Teda. Through Teda, you can understand the essence of Hashem. So how? So he says, Kine basogas ha-teiro, in the understanding of teiro, yeshribi madregas en ketz, there's infinite levels, be'ilu yachel ilu, level after level, kamei mohus ha-sogas shebeganein ha-tachten. Just like, in Gan Eden, there's a million levels. You have Gan Eden ha-tachten, which is nowhere near the understanding of Gan Eden ha-elyin, and erich mohus ha-sogas metzim Gan Eden ha-elyin, and ha-sogas shebeganein ha-tachten, the Gabi Asogashiba Gan Eden Elyon, therefore the understanding in the lower Gan Eden compared to the understanding in the higher Gan Eden is like a Moshel Gabi Nimshel. He's just saying there's infinite Gan Eden. What's the uniqueness of Gan Eden? Gan Eden is Nanim Eziv Hashchina, they internalize it. So what's Gan Eden? Gan Eden is the level that understands different levels of Elokus. So Gan Eden is the lower level of understanding Elokus, that's the lower level Gan Eden. Then you have the higher level of Gan Eden, Gan Eden Elyon, which is a higher level of understanding Elokus. V'alderech zeh, yesh madreges en ketz, you have infinite levels, v'gam l'mayle m'Gan Eden Elyon, you have levels even higher than Gan Eden. Gan Eden's only Bria. This level's much greater than Gan Eden. O'kamei shekos, v'kadei shim b'chol yeim y'aluch ha-sela, that the Holy Ones will praise you every day, like Darizal writes, and tzaddikim ain lohem menucha, lo b'olam hazeh v'lo b'olam haba, shenemer yelchum yichayel l'choyel. So what does it mean? It says, tzaddikim have no peace, not in this world, not in the world to come. Why not in the world to come? Because they keep going higher levels, higher levels, higher levels. So over there you have tons of levels. You have infinite levels. Any understanding compared to a higher level is only called a mushel. Right? Mushel, when you give a mushel for something, like really, it's a lower level of understanding, and therefore the lower level of understanding we understand, you can understand the nimshel. Like it says, the pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech spoke 3,000 mushels, I'll call Dover Midivri Teda. So the Mephoshim say, when Shlomo HaMelech spoke 3,000 Misholim, for every aspect in Torah, he spoke 3,000 Misholim.
That's not a Guzman.
Got it. Hainu, Shadover as a Musa began in a Tachten, Kach began in a Dover as a Atzme, you bring in Ruchi, Vinala Yeser. Then in the higher level, it's more spiritual. Abachin is Rishain and Akame Moshe Levad, therefore it's only, the first level is only a Moshe. The Bechina Vahisi Kach Shleishis Alof Madregis, I'll go Dover Medivri Teirah. I'll give you a simple example. Some Chassidic writes, they learn Torah in Gan Eden. They learn Torah down here. They learn Torah in Gan Eden. How do they learn Torah down here? Shnai Mechzim Metalis. Two people come to Bezna holding a talis. This guy says, I found it. This guy says, I find it. I found it. Right? That's the way. How do they learn that Aloch in Gan Eden? There's no talis up there. So how do they learn the Mishnah Shnai Mechzim Metalis? So he says, Talis represents mitzvahs, because mitzvahs are levushim garments. Shnai Mechzim Talis, the way they're learning our names like this, two neshamas are fighting over a mitzvah. This one said, I did it, and this guy said, no, I did the mitzvah.
You did it here?
Yeah, but they're talking in Gan Eden, in spirituality.
No mitzvah.
Right, but they say, I did the mitzvah down here, and therefore, and the guy, this guy said, but how are they learning that trait in Gan Eden? They're not learning about a physical talis, they're learning about a mitzvah. Right? And two neshamas are fighting over a mitzvah. Or a machlif parted by chamor. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you exchange a cow for a donkey and then the cow gave birth. And you don't know, is it before the exchange, after the exchange, who gets the calf? Right? How do they learn that aloch in Gan Eden? Parted and chamor represents two types of yetzer hara. There's a parted yetzer hara and there's a chamor yetzer hara and it was exchanged. They learn it completely in ruchnius. And therefore, every level up learns it more ruchnius than the level below. So therefore, the level below is a lower understanding, so it's a mashul compared to the nimshul, the higher level. Now that level compared to a higher level becomes a mashul to the nimshul, and it keeps going, and he says, really, ube'emes neme yalucha sela b'liketz, like it says, usfu nosai a mispar. There's infinite levels of understanding Torah. Okay? So he says, what's the doubt that I was saying like this? Mashal HaKadmeini means, if you want to understand levels of Elokus, you understand Torah. By understanding Torah, which is the Mashal, you can understand a higher level. In fact, it's known, the Baal Shem Tov said, anybody who asks him a question, he could answer. Anybody who says a statement, he can refute. In Torah. So the Baal Shem Tov explained why is that? Because Torah is in every single level. Now, Torah in a higher world is understood, not mashal. Questions basically come from klipa. Question is why is a klipa? Now, if there's a question in the world of Bria, let's say, in the level of Atzilus is not a question. Because in a higher level of Torah, you understand it. Now, but compared to a higher level than that, because if you learn Torah and Bria, in Atzilus, because it's a deeper learning, you could refute that learning of Bria. It's like even in this world, brilliant scholars can answer questions and they can refute the statement you say because they learn it so deep, they can refute it. So the Baal Shem is, so Baal Shem said like this. Tal Treba always in Tanya, when he speaks about understanding Torah, he says, Kvi Kerech Sichlei, or Kvi Sherech and Shmosi Lemaila. Tal Treba also said, when it comes to learning Torah based on your Seichel, your brain, if you have a better brain, you can learn more, deeper, and based on your Neshama's level from above. The Baal Shem Tov's Neshama came from such a high level, if somebody asks him a question in Bria, the Baal Shem Tov's Neshama could go to Atzilus to answer it. If somebody says a statement in Bria, in Atzilus, he could refute it. Because there's infinite levels of Torah, like he's saying over here. So the infinite levels of Torah is the way to understand Hashem. And he says like this, V'hinei yoraisim in chochma nafkes. Torah comes in the level of chochma, which is mokev, v'sheresh l'cho b'chinis ha-sogis anal, which is the source b'chlal of any understanding in the world. Every chochma in the world, whether it's science or medicine or math, whatever it is from Hashem. What level does this come from of Hashem? From the Chochmah of Hashem. Which means, everything comes from Torah. Like it says, Nor Yetim Eden. Ubachin is Chochmah Ilo Atma. Chochmah of Atzilus itself is Moshe Lakadmein, Lubachin is Kadmein Shalei Lamamish. Meaning, even though Hashem himself is infinitely greater than Chochmah, Chochmah is the way Hashem comes into the world. Right? Hashem himself is infinitely greater than world. And even the world, which the beginning is Chochmah, is Raza Dishmaya Kedisha, is the secret of his holy name. Meaning, even Chochmah, which is complete Bittul Tashem, is called name. What's a name? Not the essence of the person. The way the person is identified with somebody else. K'mei Hashem shekoyrim la'odam, she'enigei la'atzmusim hu'si klal. Yeah? So l'cheir, even Chochmah Ilah is nothing compared to Hashem. But, mikom ha'koyim er ein sof, baruch hu she'erim eslabish b'chochmah Ilah. Because, like it says, Avaya b'chokhmah. He says like this. Even the highest level of chokhmah in the world is nothing compared to Hashem. Because chokhmah is one of the 10 spheres already. It's already a limited world. Hashem himself is infinitely, infinitely greater than that. So why does it mean chokhmah is the source of Torah chokhmah ilah? Because Hashem reveals himself in chokhmah. Why does he reveal himself in chokhmah? Chochmah is bittul, and therefore the essence of Hashem reveals himself in Chochmah. Lochein ha-teira de mi-chochmah nafkes, therefore teira, which comes from Chochmah, is called Moshel ha-kadmeini, a Moshel of Hashem, meaning, k'mei ha-moshel, af o-bishen ha-mos ha-nim shel klal. Just like a Moshel, even though it's not at all part of the essence, im kol zeh, of the nimshel, nevertheless, ha-nimshel malubish b'teich ha-moshel, the nimshul comes into the mashul, ubei val yodi davki yasigo nimshul. Meaning like this, mashul and nimshul, like we say, you want to give a mashul for alukus, you give a mashul from sunlight, right? Or a shemesh, the mashul of ur. Now, ur a shemesh has absolutely nothing to do with ur of alukus. This is ruchnius and this is gashmius. But in order for us to have an understanding, in order for us to have an understanding of Elokus, he give a mashal. Right? The mashal has nothing to do with the nimshal. It's just that through the mashal you understand the nimshal. So why is Torah called Mashal HaKadmeini? That means Torah really, in the level of Chochmah, has nothing to do with the essence of Hashem. Because Torah mechochmah nafkes. Torah is the level of Chochmah. It's only a marshal of Kadmeini. There's really nothing to do, like he says.
But we say Anochi. Ananashi, Kasava, Zehavis.
Yeah, that's the higher level of Torah. That's not the level of Chochmah. One second. There's level, remember we learned Torah is called Hashem's toy that he plays with. Okay, that's the level of Torah, which is higher than Chochmah. Here he's talking about understanding Torah, the understanding of Torah. That's the level of Chochmah. Now that is what Torah is called Marshal Kadmeini. That level of Torah, which is understood, Chochmah, that's Moshe HaKadmeini. But it's only Moshe HaKadmeini, because Chochmah, compared to the essence of Hashem, has absolutely no connection. But like any Nimshel and Moshel, the Moshel and the Nimshel are really not connected. It's only through the Moshel you understand the Nimshel. That's what he says. L'chein ha-Torah m'chochmah nafkis is called Moshel HaKadmeini. The K'mei ha-Moshel afal pi sheinu m'mos ha-Nimshel klal. Even though it has nothing to do with the essence of the Nimshel, im kol zeh, ha-Nimshel melubish b'teich ha-Moshel, the Nimshel dresses itself into the Moshel, right, to understand it. U'bei v'al-yodi dafkis kachotei chochmah v'ateire is levushel ein tzav baruch. Hashem dresses himself into Torah. But Hashem is not Torah. Therefore, through learning Torah, which is the marshal for the essence of Hashem, from the level Kadmeinu Shalom. In other words, that's what Gan Eden is all about. because Teira is a Moshul Kadmoni, meaning, yeah, the Nimshul and the Moshul are not connected. But through the Moshul, you get to the Nimshul. You understand the Nimshul. Through Teira, we're able to grasp this infinite level of Elokus. And that's why Teira is called Moshul Kadmoni. If to skip to parentheses, which is the end of the paragraph. Next page, 196. And that's why he explained. Al Rebbe asked before a question, why does it say, Asher Misha Bad Lakam V'Talmudei B'Yodei? So he said, that's why V'Zal Shom Razal. Asher Misha Bad Lakam V'Talmudei B'Yodei L'Knim Shulimosh. Joseph Benim Shulimoshul Yev Shulamid Ala Nimshul. You can't understand the Nimshul first, you have to understand the analogy, and then you can understand what it's an analogy for. Al 196. And if you want to understand some details of the Moshul, you won't be able to understand the Nimshul. You skip the two lines. Through the level of Teira, which is the Moshul to understand the Lukus, therefore it has to be Talmud Shebiyodei. What does it mean, Talmud Shebiyodei? The learning actually comes into action, because when you Godul Talmud, Shemevi Lidei Maisa, the ultimate level is when Teira comes into action. That's when you have the whole mashul of Teira. It says like this, you have mashul and nimshul. In Teira, a mashul is exact of the nimshul. That means every detail of the mashul adds to the understanding of the nimshul. That's what a mashul and nimshul is in Teira. So therefore, in order to understand Kadmeinu Shel Olam, which Teira is the mashul for, you have to understand every aspect of Teira. And that's what it means when the Talmud is biyodei. When you understand it, therefore it says Godul Talmud Shemevi Leimaisa. Why? Because in this discussion of Torah, hypothetical Torah, you could be right, you could be wrong. It's not halacha lemaisa. When it's halacha lemaisa, then you have to get to the bottom of it to know what the action is. Then you understand Torah fully. That's a Godel Talmud. What's the greatest level of learning? Shemeli de Meis. Otherwise, it could be hypothetical. So you're right, you're wrong. It doesn't matter. That's why the Gemara says, Elu va'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Elokim could be Zeveze. It's hypothetical. But then the Gemara says, Va'avaya imay. But David Amalek, the pasuk says, "Vahavaya imay halacha kameisi b'chol makim." The halacha is always like David Amalek. Why? That's already the level of avaya. That's a higher level. That's when Teira comes into halacha kameisi b'chol makim. That's when Teira comes into action. That's the ultimate level of understanding Teira. And therefore, if you want Teira as a mashal of kadmeinu shel olam, it has to be understood completely. That's what the Gemara says, "Talmud biyodei." Then when you come to Gan Eden, you have Kadmeinu Shel Olam. Then you can understand Torah as the mashal for the essence of Elokus. V'al derech zeh, kiven sh'Torah b'chinas ha-mashal, you'll understand Kadmeinu Shel Olam, therefore Talmud Shebiyodei has to come into all the way down.